flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Rofo. Jack, get them going.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Woo! Oh, boy.
He's definitely running out of steam.
No, I'm in my own head. Spike got in my head.
Well, the E's were too long. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I have that issue.
By the way, what a wonderful moment. You see that couple right there, Kevin and Allie? Wave. Wave right there. You see that? I married them.
Huh?
I was the officiant in their wedding.
Really?
And now
they're still together.
And they're still together.
How about
that's
that?
The upset
it's
of the
unbelievable. Century. Yeah, they're rights to Ricky listeners, and they email me, and they're like, would you do it? It was one of the scariest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Well, what was scary about it?
Well, you don't want to mess up somebody's wedding, man.
Yeah.
He's a professional.
Well.
Yeah, he's doing weddings every week.
Yeah. Well, what everyone said to me, they're like, don't worry, no one's there for you. And I'm like, well, that's true,
yeah. But
I am the only one talking.
Right, until you become the one everybody notices,
right. Yes. So here's my advice. If you're listening, you ever get the opportunity, I did make one mistake. I was nervous. Yeah. I didn't bring a bottle of water up there with me. So about 2 minutes
in. You definitely need a bottle of water.
Yes, because... And my mouth got dry.
Oh, we hear that every week.
Oh, wow. Okay, Spritz.
Some guy did say Spritz to me on my walk back to the bathroom. I did appreciate that.
Hawk to a Spritz.
I did see Justin in there.
Justin?
OG Waves Justin. So,
not Tennessee Justin.
When Justin's close here, you know OG Wade is close.
Yeah.
He might still be in the bathroom.
Justin.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's camped out.
Yeah. Waiting for me.
215-592-9494. Oh, wow. Jerry Truckhorn guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, the people are fired up here, Jer.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fly. Score
touchdown. 1, 2, 3. Hit him low. Watch our Eagles fly, fly, Eagles fly,
on the road to victory,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, let bygones be bygones, brother. Go Steffin' Bird, kicking ass to Sunday, baby!
That's all we want.
That's good. All right. All right.
That's all he wanted. Nope.
That's all he wanted. All right. Jack, do you see what can happen when you go a little too slow and let things drag on a song like that?
Dude,
no one could.
My Eagles chants don't drag.
The E was dragging. That's all I'm saying.
You keep it up over there.
All right. Ike, I'm going to ask you this one more time, and Jack, I will ask you as well.
Okay.
Are you sure on Sunday you don't want to consider going for two every time because of Jake Elliott?
Without question. Are you nuts? What are we doing? We're not playing a video game, Spike. Did Jake's leg fall off or something?
He keeps missing extra points. To me, going for two is a 50-50 proposition. So if we score two touchdowns, worst case scenario, we have 14 points.
It was snowing last week.
And what about the week before that?
I don't know what happened. I don't have an excuse for that week. I'm just saying last week it was snowing. I got to tell myself that.
Okay.
It was snowing last week.
I hope they consider it.
And he made the field goals.
He did.
They're not considering that, Spike. You don't mess with the kicker's head when you're in the playoffs.
The kicker's messing with my head, Ike.
No, I understand that, yes, and most of our confidence.
Yeah.
He's messing with it. I get it. But the coach can't feed into that by making decisions based on that. Now, here's what I'll tell you. You can't make those decisions going into the game premeditated. Now,
he misses the first
one. Yeah, now it's different. You get in the game and stuff starts happening.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm I could see where Nick's like, you know what? No, we got to go for it here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to go for two here.
Well, I was actually surprised when he missed the first one. When they scored the second touchdown, they didn't go for two there.
Yeah.
Not to mess with him, but the whole you want 14 out of it,
right.
Not 13, that sort of thing. Yeah. But they have really.
Well, you could have gone up. No, you could have gone up two scores.
Right.
Right. You could have gone up nine, I believe. I think that was the situation.
Was it? I forget what they had. I forget what they had at that moment.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Yeah, they didn't have five.
No, I thought it was a point where they could have gone up nine by going for two, and they decided not to.
They might have later
just,
in the
they
game.
Just,
yeah.
They just went for the extra point.
Oh, maybe it was when Saquon scored the final touchdown.
Is that what it was?
No, then they would have been up eight. I'm sorry, they would have been – no? They would have been up seven at that point.
You're right.
No, they would have been up eight. Because they – I'm sorry. They would have been up seven if Jake hit the extra point.
Yeah,
so they would have been up eight
point,
if they
yes.
went for two.
Yeah. Yes.
Jack, would you consider going for two every time?
I just think you would lose Jake totally.
Yeah,
and
that's
I,
the concern.
It's the one thing where I just have to bet on them, and if they lose, they lose. I think it could change during the game, but I'm not going into the game saying we're going for two all the time to avoid the game.
Yeah, I think their antennas have to be up during that game.
I think they are. I mean,
yeah.
I thought they made some decisions later in the game that showed you that.
Yes, I agree. 215-592-9494, looking for the word that describes how you feel about Sunday's game. Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, brother? You're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Ike, Jack, how are you?
Dom.
Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake.
I got to tell you, your show is great, but also I've been listening to sports radio for 30 years. Your show is the most musical of all the shows. I mean, a lot of singing, a lot of...
Yeah. And I'm noticing the other shows are starting to try to pick up on doing the
well,
singing
again,
thing, too.
Well, again, the Midday Show is just a cheap rip-off version of this show. So,
yeah.
I know.
Well, imitation is the best form of sincerest form of flattery.
And the morning show could not be further from any musical...
No.
I mean, Richie, I guess.
Oh, Richie is a musician.
Yeah. He can sing, he can play guitar. But
yeah,
DeCamera.
DeCamera's the issue. He brings and Seltzer, absolutely not. No singing talent.
Yeah, I think Dom. I think obviously I'm a big music guy, but I think all the singers. I think it's fun. Mix is having a good time. So that's all we're trying to do is have a good time.
And that definitely comes across during the show.
Yes, sir.
You listen to the show and you have a good time.
Yeah, gentleman here just asked how many times Ike has wanted to punch me. And and I was like, I don't think he's wanted
I don't
to
think
punch
ever.
Me. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't think so.
No,
no. But that's just part of it, right?
Yeah,
we debate hard and we have our strong opinions and everything.
Yep.
But you know, it's all. It's
and
all
if we start losing stamina during the debates, we pop a blue chew.
Correct.
Some of us do.
Yeah.
So, Spike, I was really focused. I wanted to have a great phone call today, and I wanted to. And I had to refocus in the last 10 minutes because that, as you went to the last break, that stuff.
Spike brought up the Sixers. Yep.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going there, right? No way.
No. Yeah. Not on NFL Championship Week.
Yeah, Jack's not going to allow it. This isn't me. It's Jack.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it did give me a brain freeze.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to refocus.
But that's on me. I saw you were on hold. I should have been more considerate to you, Tasty Cake. So that's on me. That's on me.
Not absolutely not. I always take what you guys say. So the next time I call, and like I said, this is all about the Eagles, of course, today. And my word that I wanted to say is together. Because, like you just said, Spike, this is the most passionate fan base in the world, that we all have strong opinions. We all differentiate on different things. But now, 2 days before the game, we all need to be together. And just all we want is the win. Doesn't matter how we get the win, just get the win.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the you talk about together. I think the team, that is one of the things about the team this year that has made me believe in them more and more as the weeks have gone on. You know, and we usually talk about Nick when we talk about them sort of overcoming the adversity and the controversy, but it is about all of them. And I think it's impossible for all of them to be feeling that way all the time. But it is up to the group to make sure when one of them isn't feeling that way that they let them know this is how we do things, you know, and they bring them back to the center. And I think they play like a team that's together. You know, I think I said after the Green Bay game, they always just find a way. It's always somebody sometime. It's not always the same guy. It's not always the same way, but they always find a way to pick the other one up. And I have been impressed with that, not just from a coaching standpoint, but from the players as well. They've done a great job of not letting anything unravel them, whether it's in a game or during the week.
Yep. I love the Eagles in this game. I hope that Saquon gets 30 carries so we can, as I've said all the time, Mike, when we're running the ball and controlling the time clock, the other guy can't get on the field. So
yep,
that's what I hope happens, because that kid makes me nervous. He's unbelievable. So my way of the Eagles winning is for them to have the ball 60% of the game.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me.
And I think, thank you for the call, Tasty Cake. I think, you know, these games always fall on the defense. I mean, they have. But Washington going, if we're going to win the time of possession battle on Sunday, it's going to mean a bunch of fourth downs that the defense has to stop, because Washington's going to go for them.
Yep.
And they were successful in a way last week that have been during the playoffs, that Washington has, in a way that makes it really difficult for you to win the time of possession battle. So that's going to be on the defense to stop
yep.
those things. And boy, if they do, how many short fields could we possibly get, you know, to possibly hit those 38 points that Jaws is talking about?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Dan Quinn is that confident to do it on his side of the 50-yard line.
Right. On his own 41.
Yeah.
First quarter.
Right. Yeah, it's a little different. Fourth and four from there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wonder if he, you know, we were asking B. Mitch about playing with house money. I wonder if Dan Quinn sort of, sometimes a coach can coach like the underdog. It's like, what do we have to lose?
Right.
We might as well, like let's put the pressure on them. You know, let's reverse it and let's go for a fourth down our own 40 and make them start thinking about it.
And listen, I think that would be a mistake if you're a Washington fan.
Yeah.
You're Dan Quinn. You're trying to get to this fourth quarter with this game close and let your quarterback do what he does in the fourth quarter.
Make plays in the
fourth. Yeah. You can't win the game in the first quarter, but you can lose it.
Right.
By being reckless
right.
with your decisions.
Absolutely. Well, we will get to...
Lights get dimmed right before Tommy?
Yeah, baby. We will get to perhaps the most important prediction we can have this week right after I tell you about Gaida. Come on. It's freezing out. It's been a very cold winter. And if you have those old drafty windows and doors and been putting it off replacing them, you're paying for it now. You're paying for it with your heating bill. Don't do it anymore. Gaida's big winter sales event makes it cheaper than ever for you to replace those old drafty.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Windows and doors. 40% off every window and door you buy. 40% off a new door. That includes every door, insulated entry doors, patio, sliding patio doors, garage doors, whatever, and the windows. 40% off every expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes high-performance low-E glass. And they know maybe your pocket's hurting a little bit from the holidays, so you can start your project with no money down. Interest-free financing up to 12 months. This offer ends at the end of January, so what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. While you're on the phone with them, you can get all the information and schedule a free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Now it's time for everyone's favorite prognosticator, Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love Baloney.
He likes to thank God, grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Go, Spike, big time NFC Championship baloney business, baby.
Oh, buddy. You know when the baloney's cooking, the NFC Championship game is coming. How we doing, Tommy?
That's where it really starts to sizzle, man.
That's where you need the baloney to be, sizzling.
Yes.
That's right. What's shaking, fellas? You guys are on remote. I'm sorry. I've been out of commission today. You guys get chicken?
No, we're
the Gurks in Royersford. Yeah.
Would you lock in, Tommy? It's the NFC Championship game.
Go McGurks.
So what's up, Tommy?
Well, listen. Okay, before we get to the game, I've been brainstorming because you guys have really been encouraging me, right? And we got what I would like to call a baloney empire in the making, right? We got the movie, we got the television show, we got a sporting event, we got an ice extravaganza. We need one more thing to complete this. Four of us go in on it. We need a restaurant chain, okay?
Oh.
You guys ready for this? Yeah. It's got to be a chain. It's called Tommy's Barbecue Baloney Bonanza, right?
Wow.
And yeah. It's really, I'm excited for this one. It's kind of like part restaurant, part water park. You know what I mean? Water.
Ooh, water.
Part water park, right?
Part restaurant, part water park.
That's right. So you can just go to a restaurant, have a meal, watch TV, watch a game, have a drink, whatever. But if you'd like, and you'd like to take part in the water activities, you can show up with the whole family in your swimsuit, right? And you can slip and slide right to the table. Okay?
Wow.
Right to the table. Yeah, that's right. And then before the appetizer, okay, you can take the water slide right to the table, right back to the table. You know what I'm saying? We got to work out the logistics on this a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tommy,
a lot of work to do on.
Yeah, Tommy, what I'm worried about is you said barbecue bologna bonanza. So those two are already slightly at odds. And then we're adding...
That's a different area. That's like two separate parts of the restaurant. You know what I mean?
Well, that makes more sense. Now it's all coming together. So we have the barbecue section of the restaurant, the bologna part of the restaurant, and the water slides to get to each one of them.
That's right. And at the end of the meal, if you're real full, right, and you need to digest a little bit, there's a nice area of water that's real still. You know what I mean? Real still.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You get, what do they call those things? Like the duck donut ducks? What do they call those? Is it duck float or a donut duck? On water. You can float on the water. You just lay back and take it easy.
Oh, you get the little, the things you put on your arms to float, the floaties.
We got those, or you can just lay on a donut thing, you know what I mean? A donut.
Okay,
you
know what
I mean?
All right.
And just kind of drift, and I mean, we got to iron out the kinks, but I think this could be really special.
The Baloney Empire is something to behold, Tommy,
That's
right. Yeah, well, I mean, we have the Commanders this week. Not really the best history of sports teams in D.C. They're not a ton of success there.
That's right. They stink for the most part, right?
I mean,
Commanders are good, but the worst team in the history of sports is from Washington, right? Washington, Denver. Did they ever win a game? I don't think they ever won one game, right? They're like 0-10,000 or something like that, right?
Yeah, they play the Globetrotters, and they always lose.
That's right, the Globetrotters. They got some things. Guys, I love the Globetrotters. Are they still playing? Are they still doing their thing? Can we do out into the Globetrotters game?
I think
they are still.
Yeah, I think they do play, and I think they still win every single time.
That's beautiful. It's nice. You know what you're getting into. And they got the best theme music. Remember that theme music? I don't know if they still use it. It was like, bam, 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 bam.
Amazing.
Incredible rendition. Incredible rendition.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Well,
you know, I say you. I think it's a whistle, but I can't whistle. I'm not a virtuoso whistle. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I like the bounce, 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 bounce. I like how you do
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. My man, it's kind of like I'm from the 20s or something. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, you want a paper?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, see? That's right. That kind of thing.
Tommy, we've had a bunch of big predictions from you this year. And I believe you've only been off on 3 predictions all year.
That's right.
It's pretty impressive. But we have the biggest one. That is the NFC Championship game, Sunday in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Commanders. Of course, you can hear the whole thing with Marilyn Mike on WIP. Listen to the Odyssey app as well. But we need how you see the game. What is the official Tommy Down the Shore prediction?
Okay. I'm saying if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. One game, one game, one game. Defense, defense, defense. 38-19 Birds.
38 again?
Wow. Jaws and Tommy locked in.
If I keep guessing that number, it's going to be right one of these times. You know what I mean?
Well, Tommy, you're in good company because Jaws also has him scoring 38. I think he had 38-27.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. We need to connect. We need to connect Tommy Down the Shore. Maybe Jaws is the face of the Tommy Barbecue Bologna Bonanza with the water slides.
Absolutely. By all means. I mean, he's a great marketer. You know what I mean? He knows how
he's
to
a businessman, yeah.
That's right. That's right. He's a businessman. He's got to get in with the four of us. You know what I'm saying?
The CEO QB, as he's known.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Well, Tommy, I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse here, but if we do win this game, you're going to have to be prepared for your biggest prediction of the year. Are you ready in that case?
Absolutely. And I know we're going to win, so I'm going to be ready, dude. I'm going to be ready to rock it.
All right, Tommy. Well, your lips to God's ears, 38-17. Is that what you have?
38-19.
19's right. A weird number. Okay. All right, Tommy. We love you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Thanks so much, Paul. Love you guys. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. I'm over and over and over and out. Go Birds!
Over and over and over and out. Go Birds! All right. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more as the game has gotten closer? Confident or nervous? 61.7% confident, 38.3% nervous.
Now, is that going down or up?
Ike, it's been a long day. I have no idea.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Oh, look who it is. Dustin in the Northeast here on WIP. Hi, Dustin.
Ike, Sitsy baby. How are you, fellas?
Yo, you should see, Dustin, many people Jack is spitting on here when he talks.
There's a shield in front of me, Dustin.
You guys couldn't have brought me in a better time. You know how my boy Tommy was just talking about the whistling sound? Can you imagine if he asked Spitzer to do that? He'd be clearing out the whole bar, man.
Oh, yeah. I heard they were going to call Jack in for the L.A. Fires to just start talking around.
Wow.
You know, at the end of the night, the bartender gets the juice thing and they squirt everybody. They just bring
squirt. Yep. Wow. Well,
that's Fritz.
That's me.
Oh, man. We can't go after him today. This is such a joyful day, though.
It sure is, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to – I just got done work.
I was getting ready to hop on the turnpike to head down, but it didn't tell me I was going to get there until about an hour. So I wanted to come down and sing with you guys today.
Yeah.
If they win,
I need to meet Dustin in the Northeast for sure.
Nah, it's going to be a great time, Chris. It's going to be a great
time. Wear a shield. Wear a shield.
Oh, man. Spike, you're still scared a little bit, brother?
Yeah, that's how I work. That's how I live.
Come on, man.
Let me be honest with you, Dustin. I know. I'm nervous every time I get in the car to drive to work. You know?
Well, it is a long drive.
You know, I'm nervous. I take a long walk in the morning. I'm nervous a car is going to drive up onto the sidewalk and kill me. And I'm not even kidding, because a car drive up onto the sidewalk about 2 weeks ago and it renewed the fear. So this is just how I live, brother. It's how I live.
Oh, man, dude. You gotta grab a dummy from Hugh, man. Enjoy the game. Because what we're about to see on Sunday is going to be a complete asshole. You thought the body bag was bad back in the day? This is going to be worse. They're going to smoke these fools. And I'm Jalen Carter, the guy. What offensive lineman is the rookie, the backup that's playing this week? You got hurt last week for Washington. Was it an interior?
Cosme. It was a guard, right?
Yeah, Cosme's the guy that got hurt. Yep.
Oh, Jalen Carter is going to make that backup look like he deserves to be in the arena.
Yeah, that guy's going to get more help than any offensive lineman ever had. They might play. They might try to get 12 guys on the field every play to help out in that play.
The only thing that's going to make this win better, and I know they're not going to do it because they're too classy of an organization, is that they show that stupid mug-looking Josh Harris and they play the Sixer song after we beat them and go to the Super Bowl. I know they're not going to do it.
They're not.
I don't even know if I want to see his ugly face on that scoreboard, dude.
Yeah, I think... You know, thank you for the call, Dustin. I don't think it would make the Sixers season feel any better, but for a day it would make things feel a little bit better if Josh Harris lost on Sunday, you know.
Hell yeah.
So, coming up next, Jack.
A lot better than the alternative.
Jack, we got the top 5-5 coming up next. What do we have to look forward to? Give us a hint.
Well, I mean, listen, it worked last week with my favorite divisional round moments
of your life.
So now he's going NFC championship round.
And don't worry, there's nothing from 01 to 03. Nothing is in there.
I wouldn't expect it to be.
But it's actually not of my lifetime, Spike, because I respect the history of the organization.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, I do.
All right.
He's going 80 championship games.
Might have to.
215-592-9494. 1 hour left for you to get in on the best show on WIP before the NFC championship game. Top 5 at 5 is next from McGurk's in Rofo. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.